Well, I'm now in Iola, Kansas, and I'm joined by... I'm actually in the Madison... Is it the Madison Bar and Grill?
Madison Avenue Steakhouse.
That's it, because we're on Madison Avenue, aren't we?
Yep.
And your name is...
Kelsey.
Right, and you've worked here for a year.
Yep.
It's a big place, this. Is it an old warehouse or something?
Nope. It used to be... It used to be a jean factory, and they used to make overalls and jeans and stuff.
Oh, right, and now it's a restaurant.
Yep.
Not many people in for a Friday, but then it is quite early, I suppose, isn't it?
We don't get a lot of people.
You don't?
No.
Just what, Iola doesn't have many people
but
anyway.
But usually if we do, it's between 8 and 9.
Now, what have I just eaten?
Madison Avenue Strip.
The Madison Avenue Strip. Now, that was 10 ounces, wasn't it, of steak? That, I think, by American standards, is actually quite a small one, isn't it?
Yes, that's small.
All right, so that's a children's portion.
Yeah, pretty much.
You asked me how I wanted it cooked. Now, in the UK, generally, it's a sort of rare, medium, or well done. But you have a whole host of different varieties here, don't you? What are they?
We have medium, medium rare, rare, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
Well done.
What's Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh is very rare. It's the rarest you can get.
Is it a jibe at Pittsburgh, the city, do you think? Or is it just...
No. I don't know. I don't know why they name it that.
It just called
not
it
too
Pittsburgh.
Sure. Yep.
Oh, well, never mind. Perhaps in Pittsburgh, if you go into a steakhouse, they might have something called the Iola,
yeah.
Which could be kind of cold and rather windy, I suppose, because bearing in mind the,
yeah.
You know, the climate out here. You also asked me about dressings. There's thousands of dressings, don't you, for the salad?
Yep. There's a lot.
Go on.
You want to know what they are?
Of course I do.
Okay. We have ranch, Italian, Caesar, French, blue cheese, a Thousand Island, and I think that's it.
And what's the most popular?
Vinegar and oil.
Vinegar and oil. What's the most popular?
Ranch.
Yeah, it's the first one on the list, isn't it? So it's easier for people to remember. And also you offered me something called Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
Did you not like that?
It was interesting. It's one of these things that you can put on anything, I suppose. It says you can have it on chicken or steak or, you know, ice cream or whatever if
you
necessary.
You need it on anything.
Yeah. It's one of those things, it's like Marmite. You either love it or hate it. I'm not entirely sure I'm going to take a bottle of that back to the United Kingdom.
I don't like it.
You don't like it either. Fair enough. All right, what's the most popular dish here, then?
People like popcorn shrimp or shrimp scampi.
Popcorn shrimp. Now, tell me what popcorn shrimp is.
It is. You know what shrimp is, right?
Yep.
It's a cooked breaded shrimp, and it has the bread over it, like bread-type thing. It's really good. It's fried.
Is that your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
I see. So, therefore, but how come you're not exactly that 25 stone?
You
know,
do what?
You're not like, I'll have to do it in pounds. Why are you not 400 pounds? In weight, working in a restaurant which serves enormous steaks all the time.
I don't eat here, like, most of the time. And if I do, I get the shrimp, which is kind of fattening, but I exercise.
Thank you.